As we conclude our series of shiurim on Mechus Re'emuna, there are a number of interesting shayles to discuss. To remark, in Yerideyah Simon Reish Samach Dalet Sif Aleph teaches us, Yesh lo ladam lach salahada ach moil bal bris hayoyis atoif. A person should look for the best moil, the tzaddik. However, says the remark, Vim nosn la'achar lechot os lachsaboy. If you promised it to somebody, you shouldn't go back. Miu, if you did go back, it works fine. And the Gra there in Sifkot and Yud Beis says that the basis for this halacha in the Ramah is our sugya. That somebody, Haimel Chaver Matana Ninoisin Loch, somebody tells his friend, I'm going to give you a gift. Imhu Matana Mu'etes, and a Yachalach's boy. Why? Because of some chadate, as we keep on explaining in our shurim, the recipient is expecting to get their gift. And here too, if I ask somebody to be the moil by my son's bris, he's expecting to get that. So says the Taz in Sifkotan Hay, that somebody was mechabit somebody to be a moil, and now a different moil comes to town, who is a tzaddik, a bigger tzaddik than the first moil, or he's my friend. And everybody knows that had I known that this individual would be in town when the bris was supposed to take place, I would have never asked the first person to be the moil. I would have wanted this second person to be the moil. Says the Taz, I could ask the second person to be the moil. And the Chassam Sofer, and the Shaila of Tshuva Chassam Sofer, Yoridei Yisimim Reish Mem Vav, says it's based on our Gemara, the betrayed Tame, Trei Tare, Lesbe B'Shem Mechus Ramona. That means, our Gemara says, that if somebody promised to sell something or give something to a gift, if it went up in price, then I could change my mind. And here too, this new moil arriving, who's certainly more preferable to me, is like the price changed and I could change my mind. However, the Shaul Tshuvas Atzei Chaim questions this, because the remark that we just quoted here in Simon in Choshe Meshpat, Simon Reish Dalet Sif Yud Aleph, brings two opinions. If the price changes, is it a situation of Mechus Ramana? And he adds the Nira that Ramah holds, that even if the price changed, still changing your mind is considered Mechus Ramana. So why, asked the Atzei Chaim, even if we'll say that the situation changed and this new moil arrived, who I certainly preferred, why isn't it considered Mechus Ramana? So he explains that when the Ramah says that if the price change, I still shouldn't change my mind, says the Atzei Chaim, that very much is connected to our Gemara of Matan Muetis. That means that if the price changed, but it wasn't a significant price change, that's when the halacha is that even though the price changed, I shouldn't change my mind. However, in a situation where the price change is significant, even the Ramah will agree that I could back out of the deal, because it's not a Matan Matis, it's a Matan Merubah. Therefore, says Atzei Chaim, in this situation where I ask the first Moel to be a Moel, but then the second Moel, who is preferable to me, arrives, it's not just trade carry, it's not just that the price changed, it's that the price changed significantly. And when the price changes significantly, the halacha will be even a point to remark that it can back out. So according to this, you'll only be allowed to change your mind if it's a much different moil. But if it isn't such a difference, everybody will agree, including the Taz, that you can't change moil. The Shalos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Zayin, Simen Samech Tes, discusses the following situation. Somebody had a baby boy, and the bris was supposed to be on Shabbos. So he went over to someone to ask him to be the moil. And the moil said, it's very difficult for me, and he didn't live in the same neighborhood as the moil. And the moil says, it's very difficult for me not to be home for Shabbos. I'm going to have to refuse the kibbutz. But at the end, the bris wasn't on Shabbos. The baby wasn't ready to have the bris on Shabbos. And it was during the week. So he went and he asked somebody else to be the moil, and he agreed to be the moil. And now the bris got postponed, and it's during the week. And the question is, who should be the moil? The second moil says, at the end, I accepted to take this position, to take this job, and therefore it should be mine. So, says the Michas Yitzchak, it connected to the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer that we just gave. If it's obvious that he only asked the second person to be the moil only because of a specific circumstance, and the circumstance changed, so then he could ask the first person to be the moil. But it could well be that would also be connected to what we just said. That's only if the first moil has a particular milah. But otherwise, it's not so clear. The Cheshukei Chemek discusses a situation where somebody was mechaber a koyin to be the koyin at the pidyon haben of his son. And before the pidyon haben, he found a different koyin who is more meyuchas. Could he change his mind? And the question is this considered a matana ma'etis? So it would seem that on one hand, maybe it's a matana ma'etis. On the other hand, we have the psak of the Taz that you could change kohanim. So just like you could change moilim. So maybe just like you could change moilim, maybe you could change kohanim. But the Cheshukei Chemek says you can't compare the two situations. Because he says, when it comes to a bris, there could only be one moil. So if the Taz is correct, that if certainly I meant the second moil is a more chosher moil, I can't back out. But in a situation like a pidyon haben, you can be poydug a ben by more than one koyin. And therefore, he says in such a situation, you should be poydug the child by both kohanim. Then he discusses another situation. He speaks about a situation where Rachel and Leah are in the grocery store. And Leah asks the shopkeeper, she wants to buy a bottle of oil. And the shopkeeper says, I don't have that oil available. So Rachel is standing there, and Rachel tells Leah, you know, I have at home an extra bottle of oil. You could come to my home and get the oil. So Leah says, okay, I'll come to your home to get the oil. Before Leah could get to Rachel's home to pick up this bottle of oil, Rachel's mother comes to the home and asks, do you have this bottle of oil? I really need it. So now the question is, what should Rachel do? Should Rachel give the oil to her mother, because the mitzvah kibra of aim, or, as we're learning in our Gemara, matana ma'etes samchud atayu, that if you promise something to someone else, you have to keep your word. She told Leah that she's going to give her this bottle of oil. She can't back out of her word. So, the Cheshukei Chemetz says, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita says, certainly if Leah is poor, so there's a new element that gets involved in this discussion. And that is this issue of tzedakah. And as we discussed in our previous year, where there's a question of tzedakah, amira legevoya k'mesira leheget. And when you give tzedakah, even your word to give tzedakah is considered like you made a kenyan. And therefore, you have to keep it. On the other hand, but if she's not poor, so he quotes Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega in Chosh Mishpat Simen Reish Dalet says, "Hamafteach matana mu'etes l'chaveroi." If somebody promises to give somebody else a matana mu'etes, ein chiv al yorshim l'kayim maftochas avicha. So what do we see from here? That even though our Gemara is giving such seriousness to a haftocha that's made by a matana mu'etes, it's not the same as a kinyan. And therefore, maybe she should give it to her mother because it's not as if the kinyan to lay was a full-fledged kinyan. However, he concludes that certainly she should not give it to her mother. He says, because when the Torah teaches us the mitzvah, kibbut av aim, the purpose of the Torah teaching us that din is not chas v'sholem to diminish all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. And if there's a mitzvah in the Torah to give it to, if there's a mitzvah in the Torah to keep your word, as we're learning in our sugya, once she gave her word to Leah that she's giving her the oil, she should give it to Leah and not to her mother.